Hi, everybody. Well, the date today is July 10, 2015, and this is our Friday show, Paranormal Show. So, let's, we're on station two if you're on an archive. So let's do a clearing for this last week for maybe unforeseen situations, weirdnesses, or whatever, things that could have happened to you. But we can only change and clear one of them for you, so we can clear away the emotional trauma. So think of a situation, and we'll release that one thing from you. So here we go. Releasing it. One, two, three, four, and five. And that looks pretty good. But yeah, so maybe there's one more thing or something with tangent. So here we go. Releasing that one, too. This may not know anything about. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Let's energize the light beams. And we'll do them all at one time. So most people will probably have three of them up on their monitor screen. So if you have three, then you're going to have nine light beams coming your way, give you peace energy. So here we go. Stronger. This will be male energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, it looks like everybody appears to be here right now. You might check your finger exercise. This last week it's been pretty strange as the aliens are trying to abduct the planet here and everybody on it. So if you happen to lose track of the time, or maybe what day it was, you thought it was a different day, or you got confused, or you made a mistake and maybe missed a deadline or something, that's probably because you weren't here, that they took you off planet. So we've been working a lot on that, hunting down the alien races and stuff, and doing as much as we can to tell them to get out of here. So there are still some that would like to stay. But anyway, we're still working on it. They're peaceful, it's no problem. Just the ones that are here with programs that enter into you and manipulation and control. So, and they've probably been here a lot longer than us, but they can't do that any longer. So, let's see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Ann, tonight?
I am, Ron. Good evening, and good evening, everyone listening. Welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Ron has a wonderful website. It's creationlightship.com. There's a lot of information on there. There are a lot of free healings that are wonderful to begin to get yourself cleared out. We're glad you found this radio show where you will hear a lot of truth, some of it a little freaky. Ron already started talking about aliens, but it is our Friday night paranormal night, so that's what we're in for. And we have gotten some emails, Ron, about just that, those kind of subjects. But I just wanted to comment that what you just said about the aliens, how you and the light beings and I guess the special forces that are working, it sounded quite positive what you just said. Do you feel like you're making some headway against the aliens to protect us more?
Yeah, well, whatever race decides to leave, you're making headway, yes. From what I can recall, maybe a few nights ago, communicated with maybe 52 of them, 52, I don't know, ambassadors, I guess you could call it or whatever. About 10 of them decided to leave. That could be the races. The rest kind of like left the room, didn't want to hear what I was talking about, and then some came back. So we're out there battling the energies. I probably guess the most positive thing right now is that, can't say this is 100% correct, naturally, but I'll just say that maybe during World War II, I mentioned, you know, that we had alien wars here. So you had the Germans and the, you know, the Japanese attacking the world in a sense. So I think the, and then we have like Fukushima stuff happening, which has been going on for quite a while, I think. And that happened, I think that was March 11th, oddly enough. Everything seems to happen on 11th. And talking to someone else, it felt like there would be like some type of awful situation happening tomorrow, which would be July 11th. So I can't say that's 100% correct, but after hearing this news, I thought, well, wait a minute, you know, why isn't there any activity happening, you know, in that time since the Fukushima thing where they're actually cleaning this stuff up, and why the Japanese aren't, maybe for what I understand anyway, I could be wrong, but it sounded like they're just doing a little bit but not much, and everybody else is saying, why aren't you doing more? Nobody's acting on it, you know? And the whole, you know, the global situation, which is not good with radiation, why aren't they stepping in? So I looked at that, and I thought, well, maybe there's another alien race out there controlling everybody here, and they want that situation to kind of like maybe terminate the planet or something. And remember, the aliens do probably like radiation, some of them. So going from there, started looking and found a race, and went after them last night. And we're way into the beyond, though, maybe into different star systems, different galaxies, and hunting these things down and doing a pretty good job. But I don't think the time-traveling soldiers are with me. But I am taking and picking up other alien races that I don't even know if they existed, who maybe this particular one has caused them problems, too. So it's, it's like a large... in a sense, a large battle out there and getting rid of these things. So I think we're about maybe 80-85% finished with that situation. Only I can tell you is that the casualties from them are becoming less and less, which means that we're getting more and more of them. So I'll say we're 85% done. It could be done by tomorrow night, possibly. And then we'll see what happens. But remember, they may be ones that know how to really do mind control. So, and could have done mind control on this event that happened in Fukushima. And making the other countries not come to the aid of the planet. Let's just put it that way. And that could be another mind control thing. So hopefully we're, getting at a much deeper resolution with this here. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. That really feels good, that you feel a little bit, more positive and like things are really happening. I always like to acknowledge people that are listening that may be listening to you for the first time, and I just wanted to say that you came here as an ambassador from Source to help us clear and heal ourselves so that we can ascend, and we're pretty shocked, I guess is the best way to put it, by the alien interference and mind control that was happening on this planet. So you wound up being much more of a warrior than you planned to be. Is that a fair way to put it, Ron?
Yeah, I guess that would be, that does make sense to me, So what's kind of do now is to get more into the peace mode and, get rid of these things so we can, start off, where I should be, basically, with helping people for ascension and stuff. But the aliens got in the way. So anyway, hopefully the shows in the future at some point will be more on, like the aliens aren't here, and you can get rid of this backpack you had on you for a long time, and now you can work on yourself and not have to worry about aliens, abducting you and doing things to the bottom of your feet at night and, doing the jerk at night in the bed and everything else and losing track of things and, have no timeline. So that's where we should be. Maybe that'll happen this year. I don't know. But it would be nice to get rid of that stuff, and then we can just clear out your body of all the gunk so, you'd be ready for ascension, basically. That's with your body, anyway. So anyway, back to you. We'll see what our show's about tonight.
Well, thank you, Ron, and it's it would be wonderful, I just wanted to say, to have a planet where we have peace and freedom and creativity, and we're left alone, so it can be nice, and thanks for helping us get there.
Yeah, well, so, what we think, too, is to have the aliens, like I told the lady, to take their phones out of here, and, one step better to be to have them leave their cars here with the keys in it fully gassed up and then take them out, It's like you go to a shopping center and you saw 500 cars there, and you go, wow, I can take my pick, drive it till the gas runs out and just come back and get another one, you know? That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Already paid for. Don't have to worry about insurance either. Not enough people about to worry about car accidents, you know?
Okay, Ron. So a listener who's a longtime listener and someone who's done quite a bit of healings and everything forwarded a really interesting email that I think we've all talked about this and wondered about this on the radio and in private, kind of like, we see what's going on in this world, but do other people like see in the mass media and stuff, or, you know, I don't know, the other folks know what's going on? So I want to share with you the email that a listener forwarded from, I guess, from a news source. It actually came from a doctor. So I'll just read this. Did you hear about this story yet? 309 American millionaires recently vanished without a trace. Their cars are still in their driveways, and there's no sign of any of them have withdrawn their savings. To certain authorities, it's as if they've disappeared from the face of the earth. For every millionaire that's vanished, 7 everyday Americans have disappeared too. A dry cleaner from Houston, a teacher from Columbus, several thousand in total, and the numbers are growing. The New York Times, the LA Times, and Fox News have all reported on this story, but they missed the big picture. Where did these folks go? So there's a video or an audio, you know, that gives us more of the story. So I won't keep going into that. If anybody wants to, listen to that, we can send it to them. But that's very interesting, Ron. Do you want to comment on what's going on there?
Well, it's very possible the clones are leaving. So remember, before they were humans, and then they turned into clone replicas, and now maybe the clone replicas are being called back. And if they haven't found them or they didn't show up, you know, in a day or two, then the chances are they probably won't, and they're probably gone. So the people who know these people, maybe their family members, I'm sure they're probably mourning that they left. They don't know where they are, and they're probably, you know, going through all the emotions of where are they and what's happening to them. But, if they're a clone, then they're gone. That's what I would say. So, Whippy, get rid of more of the clones that are here. They shouldn't be here. This is not a planet for cloned people. This is a planet where you're supposed to have a spirit in your body, and the spirit, in your body that created your body, that's in your body, you have two spirits, and that they are from the light. So basically, that's supposed to be here. So if they're leaving, that's just indication that, the aliens are pulling back, and their ground forces, which would be the clones, are leaving. So that's very, very good. Hopefully, we might have 100 a day leaving. Have that for about a year. So back to you, and hopefully cool. Keep that in.
Great. How do we, as the audience, feel to you tonight, Ron? Does it feel like we're all in the now and on the CLS Now timeline?
Yeah. I had to bring all of you back before the show even started here. So, yes, we're all in
Thank
the now
you.
Right now. Yeah.
And is there a sample that we could perhaps do? Because we've been talking a lot, and we're off on the clones and aliens. And is there some kind of sample perhaps we could do for people that are listening?
Well, you can do the finger exercise, and that's with your index finger, not the center one. So here we go. So take your index finger and just put it in front of you, and it should be centered. As you open your eyes, if you had your eyes closed, it should be directly online, and you should be there. And, if your finger is to the left, then you're in the past. If it's to the right, you're in the future. So the past will bring you back into old timelines. That's where you used to live. And then they copy those old timelines into your present. If you're in the future, that's typically where you would have your hopes and your dreams and everything else. That's still going to be timelines, that you don't want to be on. But, normally you want to be in the now. That's where your spirit resides. So if you're not in the now, then you're not with your spirit. That's the whole thing. You want to be here. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. May we have a sample of the fear body healing, just in case all of this talk about clones and aliens made someone feel a little fearful?
Yeah, so just look at your fear that you may be having. And the fear is probably normal once you find out what they've been doing to you since your birth, and maybe even before your birth. But here we go, releasing the energy of what's making you feel fearful right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you. What also prompted me to request that is we have a testimonial about the fear clearing that is available on your website. Someone wrote in, "Hi, Ron. I had been wanting to do the fear clearing for a while and finally did it. I cannot recommend this clearing to listeners more. It has changed my life. I'm relaxed and calm at a whole new level. I look 20 years younger. I feel like a girl again. I see now that I was a happy, positive person, but programs were running in the background, holding me back from total peace and in a subtle but powerful form of fear."
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. So, yeah, the fear can be always something that's not noticeable to you. But, you know, it controls your whole life. And the programs of fear, if you're running a fear program or in fear a lot, then you may have even absorbed a lot of that fear energy, and now you don't think that you're in it, but you really are. And when you get comfortable and used to something, it can still be with you, but you may not notice it. So, like I say, you don't know what you don't know. Now, the fear clearing is one of the more important ones. You know, the emotional whole life, mental whole life, then fear whole lifetime clearing is probably one of the main ones. Everybody has fear or something. So it's always good to have that clearing to get you more into the present moment. So remember, if you're not in the present moment, then you're in timelines. Another way of saying it, if you're not in the present moment, you're not here. It looks like you're here, but you're not on this planet in the light. You're in a fabrication. You're on the movie set. So who's your director? And then also, who's your handler? So back to you, Ann.
Right. I used to always like that quote from Colonel Potter from MASH, "If you're not here, you're nowhere. But unfortunately, if you're not here, you are somewhere, but nowhere good." So the ticket is to be here. Okay, so someone wrote in, Ron, while we were talking about aliens earlier. Ron, what is it about humans and Earth that is so interesting to aliens? And she also says, thanks for all you do to the same Earth and to humans. So what is it about Earth and humans that's so interesting to aliens?
Well, I think because they somehow managed to create us. Remember, different alien races created the different races on the planet here, and with that they were able to bring into us, connect to us through our genetics, their own particular maybe robotic programs. So right away we're being used all the time with that race, like I talked about when we first started the show, about maybe the Japanese being controlled by another alien race, you know, besides their own. So they're able to control us and then live off of our energies here. So they live off our emotions and our pain and everything else, and they have access to us through our past genetics and also through what we've experienced. So remember, you're living the life of your ancestors, and when the aliens first connected and brought the people down here, and how that happened, I don't really know. But if you take most people and you kind of forget about the skin color and you cut their heads off, most people have a different head on. So, you know, by just noticing that, the aliens have taken that
original blueprint, and maybe they gave it to different alien races, and then they created their own heads that kind of look similar, and that's why people look different. But with that, they're able to control that particular race, and that's why we have alien wars down here, or just wars from different countries, because the aliens want to have a war to get our energy. So maybe they're running out of their own energy from us, so they got to create a war to stockpile the energy. You know, I don't know, but that's kind of the way it happens. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Someone wrote in, too, you were talking about, you know, there's been a lot of energy and a lot of activity. So a listener wrote in that, here it is. Last weekend, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the energy in my town was absolutely crazy. People were unbelievable. A cashier said it was much crazier than normal for a holiday weekend, all in my Northwoods town.
Yep, that's when we were starting to do the work, yeah.
Yeah, that
started on Friday, I think Friday night, taking out the aliens who wanted to abduct the whole planet because they wanted to do that. So why the time would be now, all I can speculate, it'd have to be a really large energetic field, energetic source field or something, event happening that they could copy and paste on. So, you know, my kind of thoughts would be maybe that's when Jesus actually, died and the ascension time occurred. I don't know if I'm correct or not, but, you know, if you go along with me here. So what we had is two scenarios. And so if that's the case, we have the scenario of the light being turned off when ascension time started. So that would mean that the aliens then knew about it. The Atlantic Federation would know what's going on. And they, naturally, since all these alien races probably have a membership in that, they abducted the planet, the people. I won't say the planet. They abducted the people and put them onto a cloned planet like we have here. And then they waited for the energy to get turned back on again, and then the Earth reappeared. That's another big strong point. And the people got returned back here. So there's two actually really strong events happening. Now, when the planet got turned off, they probably thought now, maybe not then, but now possibly that, well, wait a minute, the planet is going to be turned off and we can use this date. Remember, they like dates. That's why you have a birth date. That's why you have a chart made up of you, if you've done that with your astrology and stuff. So if they use that date and they said, you know, what we're going to do now is steal the whole planet and use that energy that happened then on that date, which could have been Friday, last Friday, and we're going to now abduct the whole place and strip it of the gold and everything else and just return it back at ascension time. So that could be a possibility. Maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know. They'll take all the natural resources out that they would need. And, you know, gold is one of the more precious metals that they use. I don't think gold is corruptible. But anyway, aside from that, that's sort of what I sense maybe is going on. It could be something else that happened. People talk about 2,600-year cycles. You know, I'm only aware of the last, 2,000. So but that's what I would think. Is there'd have to be a really large energy field for them to draw upon it on a certain date to want to do all this stuff, and they're all doing it in unison. So that's kind of where, what I sort of believe. I won't say it's true, but it's a really good possibility. So anyway, that's kind of where we are, and it may be getting smoothed out fairly shortly here. Back to you.
Just so much positive news tonight, Ron. That's wonderful. Somebody asked a question, and I think I accidentally deleted what they were exactly saying, but you were talking about object releases. When you mentioned the aliens and gold, I thought of, oh, my, I've got some gold in my teeth. I hope they don't try to take it. And then I remembered you talking about objects in our body, like energetic objects, and you mentioned that perhaps we could do a little more clearing on that. So could you talk about that and then maybe do some releases on it for us?
Yeah, so like we're talking about the past, you could have had something physical done to you, and it's in your genetics. And it may not be you, but you're responsible for your genetics. So one of your ancestors may have got maybe shot with a bullet or something. Maybe it, maybe somehow the bullet wasn't really high velocity, and it hit your eye, and then it stopped. We'll just say that to make it simple. So that now is an object in your eye. And the person back then, we'll just say, 500 years ago, right, if they had bullets back then would have lost his eyesight. So in this lifetime, maybe one of your eyes is hurting a lot. Maybe you have a vision problem with it. You don't know where it's coming from. So that would be an energetic object that was actually physical, you know. Now, the other type of objects are ones that when people think of you and they're throwing daggers at you and whatever else they have, they're thinking thoughts of attacking you with something. It's like the old saying, being knifed in the back. You're not really being knifed in the back, physically, but a person could be stabbing you. So that's another way of looking at it. And then you have number three, then you'd have what the aliens are doing to you out on those tangent timelines. Remember, the timelines normally are just you being experimented with, in a sense. You know, you're doing maybe the same thing over and over again. Maybe you trip and fall, and you're falling and tripping yourself all the time and wonder why you have pain in your leg for a week when you fell last week, and it should be going away, okay? Well, the tangent one would be the aliens go, wait a minute, there's a lot of pain here. Let's take them out on a tangent and put them on a table here, and we'll play with their leg here and do something with it and get more energy out of it. So that's when you have the actual bad abduction scenarios where they can do things to you. So that's the awful abductions. But anyway, so what happens is when you get these released, you have three things that it could have come from. And then you also have this lifetime, actually four things. But normally, if you have four where you actually had something happen in this lifetime, that's only because you had it happen to you in the past. How long ago, who knows? You know, and maybe one of your ancestors had it. So nothing is new. So let's do an object clearing. And we'll work with the eye. We just mentioned the eye. So let's check out your eye. So left eye will check out, releasing the energy out of that. And this will be an object that, got into your eye. It could be physical, it could be energetic, and it could be, a psychic attack energy or even the aliens doing something to you. So here we go. Releasing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do the right eye, the same thing. Releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. There we go. So these are the energetic objects, and they may be invisible. And you may even have residue of something being in you that you know nothing about, but it's there. So that clearing is very nice to get rid of some of the energy, even if it is physical. It can kind of balance it out for you and make it more body compatible. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you for doing that. My eyes feel very, like, I don't know what to say, kind of relaxed right now after you did that, so maybe I had something that you took out for me. Thank you very much. Okay, we often discuss movies and suggest some sci-fi things, and you've said a lot of movies are really showing us what the aliens are doing, and we can learn from that and hopefully protect ourselves from some of their nefarious plans. So someone wrote in tonight, I recently watched the older movie Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. In it, they show aliens as scientists found in heaven, a trip to hell, which we all know now are parallel lives, which we could get stuck on if we are not in the moment, and also spirits hopping into bodies. It's interesting that we have these images, but people have a sort of superstition about what's really going on and half-truths about the reality behind it all.
Yeah, that's kind of sad that people don't really wake up and know that these energies are being brought to them as something that is real. And then you're trying to look for it as being real, but you don't have that database yet. So, yeah, it is real. Whatever you see is real, and it's on timelines, too. So you want to be careful, about manifesting too much of that. If you do see something, which is normal, then you know that if it pushes your button somewhat, then you know you're already on that timeline, even if it's a brand-new movie and it's a brand-new brand new information to you. Remember, to the aliens, everything's created, and they put it all into creation. So we may not have stumbled upon that energy yet. So if you do sense it, more than likely you're already in the soup bowl, so do some timeline crashes on it. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Timeline crashes are the way to go. And you want to be on the CLS Now timeline of light. Okay, here's an interesting comment someone just sent in. Couldn't it be, Ron, that the aliens exploited the Earth people because they, meaning we, could not defend themselves against nanotechnology, and they saw us, or them, as easy prey?
Yep, I said that could be correct, too, yes. Remember, something that they created that they're putting into us to control us. And the bottom line is it would be, a robotic-type program, mind-controlling program to get us to act a certain way so they can take our energy.
Yeah. You have a nanotechnology clearing, which is really wonderful. It's only $50. I think we were just talking about this on another show, and as part of it, you can get an auric protection clearing, so it's really valuable. Is there any way to do a sample run of the nanotechnology? Could you take it out of some nanotechnology out of our heads or our brains or something like that?
I think I'll work with breathing. So remember,
okay.
A lot of this is airborne. So here we go. So we're going to work with your throat, and you're going to release what you got connected to today, what came into you. So here we go. One, this is your throat energies, maybe esophagus. Two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Maybe when I get a drink of water, everybody. Maybe just gargle with it and spit it out and then swallow some water and just see if you feel a little better. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. We have another testimonial I'd like to read just to, it's a bit of a change of subject, but someone wrote in, thanks, Ron. As soon as you announced the new baptism clearing, I got online and purchased it. I wanted to thank you so much. After you answered yes to the question of also clearing confirmation, I have done that also. Then I remembered that I had my son baptized and was also a godmother a few times and am now clearing those incidents. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great, yeah. So, yeah, that's probably the major way they hook us up in the physical here, I would think, through that. Because you are, if you look at it, they normally use water. So your body, is made up of a lot of water. So the water could be the catalyst to infect you with your own body fluids. So you're now infected with alien programs as they dump water on you. That's kind of how I would look at it. And anyway, back to you.
Okay. Okay, somebody wrote in tonight. Okay, well, no, here's another one. This is probably alien-related as well. How can we trust or believe or be compatible with anyone if they're running a mind control program? Doesn't God also run a mind control program like the people? So can we ever truly be compatible with each other?
Only way you're going to be compatible is if you're in the present moment. Remember, the programs are being you're running programs because you're not in the moment. That's when they come into effect. Almost all the time. Now, when you're in the moment, then you're in peace. So how do you get a program running when you're in peace? You're not thinking, okay? So when you're thinking, you're running programs if they want to give them to you, and normally they are. You know, you go from one program to the next. So when you're in peace, that doesn't exist. So at that point, I guess it sounded like they're saying, gee, should I, you know, I'm looking for a partner or something. How do I do that when they're all contaminated? You know, they need to get into peace also if you're in peace. So, you know, there are people listening out there whose partner doesn't understand what I'm talking about. And maybe they've talked to them until they're blue in the face. We'll say that old question, you know, an expression there. But it doesn't matter as long as you're in peace. And then you can be more peaceful when they're in chaos. So trying to find somebody who's peaceful like yourself might be pretty difficult, you know, unless you happen to maybe see another CLS person around or something who's done some clearings and they know what peace in is and what you're talking about, and they can relate, then you could probably really help each other. And I'm sure there are couples out there that do understand this, and that they're enjoying a much better life because they're more peaceful. But finding somebody new out there, like if you've been doing clearings and now you're in the dating scene and you look for a partner or something, most women that I have talked with, and they actually would say, I'm not going to date a person unless they're willing to do a emotional clearing on themselves. So I don't even want to get involved with them, which is, you know, true. Then I have other people who are in business who have to deal with people, and they're doing maybe specialized communication with them and stuff in special limited fields, and they'll tell the people that they need to have that emotional clearing too if they want to work with you. And that really helps out everything. In fact, if you have if you happen to be somebody in a large corporation or something, or maybe you have 10 people working together and they're underneath you when you're trying to get something done, and you hold a meeting and they all had a bad night with their partner or something, or things happened during the week and they're coming into that meeting with you and they're all full of emotions, you won't get anything done at all. They're going to be thinking about your emotions of what happened to them. So, you know, they need to get that emotional clearing to be on the same page and to be in peace so you can move forward. Otherwise, they may take your whole, meeting sideways with your emotions. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And when you were talking about corporations, I kind of thought, yeah, of course the emotional body people need, but also a lot of people in that those type of situations might also very much need the mental body clearing. And I was wondering if perhaps for the benefit of our listeners, if you could do a sample of the mental body clearing for us.
Okay, so let's take your mental body. And we'll do a clearing when you were on your birthday, when you're at age 11. So here we go. Think of your age at 11. Pick that number. And going to release from you maybe your anxieties of your birthday at age 11, which would be mental energy. So here we go. Releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay. See how that works for you?
Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Okay, somebody wrote in about their daughter. Yeah, here it is. And they're wondering, Ron, if you could look at this situation for them because they feel something paranormal is going on. First, the daughter's downstairs neighbor accused her of smoking pot when they were angry, I guess, and said, "I can smell pot in the hallway." And she said, "I'm 9 months pregnant. I've not smoked pot." And then she got locked out of her apartment, and the gal's mom is running the space clearing, but she feels like something is still going on, and she's wondering if you can figure out what that might be and what she could do for her daughter.
Yeah, it feels like really strange energy to me. I don't know what to say this second, but it does feel like very strange energy. We'll see if anybody else has a hit on it out there. It feels like the outside hallway is like nothing is there, like it's a vortex or something. And it just feels weird. So I don't know what to say.
Could they extend the space-time clearing to cover, like, the whole building and the hallways? Perhaps they weren't doing that.
They definitely do the hallway.
Yeah, because maybe they were just doing this specific apartment that the gal's in.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that hallway even exists.
Ooh. Okay, well, thank you. I hope that's really helpful for that listener so that, we want her daughter to feel safe and be safe. So thank you. Okay, we had another listener write in last week mentioning that they have a similar situation in that her daughter just had a baby, or a daughter or son's wife, I'm not sure. And a listener, just as you requested, Ron, our listeners are so helpful with these things. So a listener said, would an immaculate conception clearing and fetus birth trauma also be a good idea if the baby is hybrid or for any baby coming in now because they're possibly clones and we need to put a light infusion process in either human or clone or alien life forms?
Yeah, I would definitely do that. All the above there, yes. I would definitely do that. Just to play it safe.
There you go. Do you think that, new babies are kind of, the aliens are, looking to kind of get to them, or?
Well, we had different people, you had the indigo people, then the crystal people, and I don't know what is new now, but there's always something they say is new coming into the planet here to change, So you may want to look at that as why do people call these children this? Well, maybe they're not, maybe they're hybrids, okay? So, that's the way you got to look at it. I worked with one, I didn't work with her, I saw her, this young lady, who was I think she was an indigo. And I think she was about maybe between maybe 10 and 12, I think. But she was able to bring up in front of her a keyboard and type on it and see a monitor screen that was attached, to the keyboard. This is all invisible. So she'd type in her question or whatever she wanted to know information on, and it would come back, and she'd read it. And this is probably, I would say, 10 years ago or so. So that's the way she was. And she was kind of unruly a little bit, They kind of have a different way of looking at stuff. So maybe those are all hybrids, which would mean that the either they were a test tube baby and brought back into the mother off and on, or they were checked a lot, during the pregnancy there. It's hard to say what it would be, but, they have to have something changed in them physically to be that type of person.
So normally it would be some type of alien interference, you know, alien programs doing things to them. So back to you.
Okay, interesting. We got a request, Ron, for a sample of the heartbreak clearing.
Yeah, that could be a big one. So just think of your heartbreak that you have, and it could be any time in your life. It could be with a person or even a pet or animal. And here we go. Just think of whatever comes up. That'll be your strongest energy that's bothering you, and I'll just clear that. So here we go, releasing the energy from you. That one scene that you're bringing up, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, there we go.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, another comment about a movie. You recommended a while back the movie Jupiter Ascending. I've not seen this yet, but a listener wrote in, "Hi, Ron, watched Jupiter Ascending. Amazing how every visual shows the alien agenda, from seeing humans as a resource, reincarnation, holographic reality, mind control, shape-shifting, genetics, gene splicing, battles, greed, hierarchy, fear, control, and much more. Excellent movie to watch if you would like to see the alien agenda. Thanks for everything and for being here for everyone." We have a couple of other questions. We have quite a few that are kind of saving that'll be better for tomorrow night. Okay, I'm just going to give Ron another minute to come back on the air. I would love to hear from people who have any testimonials or questions. I have that fast chat open so I can receive things now. Also, Ron has an email address that you can send things that we co-hosts get, clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can send those in anytime. Also, please be on the show that's tomorrow night, Saturday at the same time, 7 p.m. Try to listen to that live. As you know, all of these shows are archived, and they're all great to listen to as archives, but the Saturday night show is a particular good one to be on live because we get to have a trip to the lightship. And also it is, I believe, tomorrow, the 11th of July, is the four-hour Ascension call that starts at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then Sunday the 12th is the 8 hours where you can spend 8 hours with Ron on Creation Lightship having the physical healings. And again, on another 8-hour call on the 19th and another one on the 26th of July. So I look forward to everybody getting on those if you can. There's more information on creationlightship.com. And okay, someone else wrote in that they did the baptism clearing, and it's worked very well for them. They've been very tired the last few days, but they've been sleeping well all night. Another person wrote in that they were having a little bit of a hard time and having some bad dreams at night, and I thought that might have to do with Ron clearing out some of the alien energies and actual aliens that he's getting rid of on the planet, and maybe there's a little bit of a kickback. A few people are requesting that we send them the video that the listener sent in, and we will do that tonight. I haven't watched it myself, but I'll send the email and the video. And I hope we're going to get Ron back soon. I wonder if one of our co-hosts is listening. If you could perhaps call BBS Radio and let them know. Yes. Oh, thank you, Don. Yeah, if you could maybe get Ron back on. I can keep talking. But I don't think that's what the people want to hear. Okay. Let's see. I wonder if anyone else has done the baptism clearing, which Ron just announced last Saturday. I mean, it just came out. And I think, as I've said before on the show, I was brought up in the Catholic Church, but I think a lot of different religions have a baptism or something similar. And I think that
I'm here.
I know. Oh, you back?
Yeah, it's about chasing aliens or something. So
yeah, I hope to everybody didn't just get off the line because they're sick of listening to me, Ron.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, did you do the tap dance routine?
I did. Lucky I can keep on talking. So I think when, you know, you were talking about relationships, like if you're in a relationship with somebody who doesn't know what you're talking about, that prompted a couple of requests, and you already did the heartbreak sample for us, Ron. Could you also do a sample of the loneliness clearing?
Okay. Here we go, loneliness. So think of, you know, one event, one time when you felt lonely, and you normally would probably bring up the biggest one or the most current, typically. So here we go, loneliness, releasing that situation from you. One, two, three, four, and five. Yeah, it doesn't feel too bad. I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? I'm trying to think what else I could do. Oh, boy. The whole thing would be to get out of judgment. I'll do a judgment clearing. Here we go. Think of a time that you were in judgment, and maybe the judgment got you upset. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. See how that is working for you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. And kind of on the same subject, someone just wrote in, have been doing all three clone-to-light clearings on a person near me. Extremely effective. Person has been happier and more at peace than ever.
Good. Good.
Right. And what they're referring to are the free healings you've given us, well, some of the free healings you've given us, and they're not accessible through the website. You need to send a request for them to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send you the link. And it's actually clone to light, alien to light, and alien human hybrid to light. And they are very powerful clearings, so that's what that person is referring to. And they're running them on somebody in their life, so that's good.
Yep, very good. Yeah, it's, that's about all you can do to help them, because they may not know or understand what you're talking about. And if they are a clone, they don't have the program to understand what you're talking about anyway. So, you know, how do you teach, you know, a kindergartner, you know, calculus? You know, you just can't. So basically that's it. So get rid of your frustration and just do that, and it may help them out. At least they can be pleasant toward you, and maybe you could be pleasant toward them. And it could make them human again. That would be great. Ever again, yeah. They used to be, because you knew them when they were human, and now you might look at them and go, oh, what did I get? Who is this, you know? Wake up in the morning and wondering what you it is, or what they, or who they are, you know, one or the other, or both even. So do that clearing. If you find yourself changing a lot, not feeling like you're the real you, then you want to do that clearing. And so I have talked with people out there at the expos and stuff, and they say, yeah, you know, I'm married, and I wake up in the morning, and I look at my my husband, and I just wonder who they're going to be today, you know? So then you got entities, you got, you know, what clone is coming in,
what alien races controlling the clones. You know, there's a lot of involved there, but we do have clearings to help you. And maybe at some point we'll get the aliens off the planet here, at least the ones that are causing harm, controlling humans, and worse things, and they will be no longer here. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, and this a person has a question that's very related to what you were just saying. What is the best clearing to do if you find yourself lying and don't know you're lying?
Well, you could be running a program, so you may be believing that lie, so you don't know about it. So maybe the aliens gave you a timeline where you believe that it's real because you can sense it and feel it and taste it, but it's not here. So your lying could really be that you're seeing another timeline, like a deja vu, and or having that experience and knowing that it's real. But here it's not real, so you may look like that you're lying, but really you're telling the truth. So probably timeline crashes, could be entities also. And maybe you might even try the psychic billboard. That's a possibility there too. That somebody could be inputting that on that for you. And you're bringing in energies that they want to control you with. That could also be like dark side practitioner. So it can go many different ways. It just depends how deep you are in it, you know, how far down the rabbit hole you are. So, you know, you have to kind of evaluate that for yourself. That gets to be a problem. But what you're talking about when you're lying is you're probably actually running a program, and that program could be real on another timeline. Let's just put it that way, making it real simple. So you're really not lying, and you believe it because it happened. So back to you.
Yeah, that is something that could be quite confusing.
Yes, very confusing.
Well, we're getting very near the end of the show, Ron, but there's one interesting question here, and the rest we'll save for tomorrow or another show. This person wrote in, I want to experience the most light possible in my life. What will happen if I do literally every clearing? Despite my life being hellish for me now, will it improve? Will I have to do other work, or will it become completely effortless with doing more clearings?
That's a good question. You know, I guess it depends how far down the rat hole you are, you know. I have a hard time answering that one because everybody's different. As far as doing all the clearings, I don't think you need all the clearings, okay? Remember, you might get to the point of maybe doing, let's just say you did 10 clearings, you know, plus all the free ones, okay? So you did 10, then very possibly those 10 should get you well on your way. Then from there, you may want to look at all the rest of them and say, gee, what do I really need here after these? Because you're going to be so far, you know, out of the rat hole probably, or really close to being out of it, that, you know, you're not going to see it as you would as a newbie looking at all the clearings. And naturally, if you start reading those titles off, you're going to feel like, geez, I think I have that, and maybe I have that too. And all of a sudden, you may start shutting down because all of a sudden, you might feel like, geez, I got all this stuff. If you're looking at the clearings that way and you're a newbie, then start off with doing the self-empowerment clearing. You know, if you can't afford to do your whole lifetime emotional, at least do that, and that'll get you a better way of looking at life. It'll last a little while for you. That's like a jump start. That's designed to get you jump started into life, and you may get a lot of this stuff off of you, but, you know, you didn't clear everything out of you. You just got enough to get out so you can see the forest, the trees, you know? And then from there, you may want to look at, you know, getting the emotional clearing after that. So, you know, that's what I would probably recommend. And then do all the free clearings. So, you know, if you're a newbie, just do all the free clearings and get the alien programs off you, and then you're going to start feeling better. You might be able to decide more and you know, what you want to do, but you have to evaluate your life. So not everybody,
you know, is dealt the same deck of cards. And that's the problem that, you know, humanity has here, is that we're all a little bit different. If you go back to all of your ancestors, then as you start looking at all this stuff, you are going to be basically all the same because of all these stuff and things coming to you. So you are going to feel that, that you are, in a sense, everybody. But, you know, who you are now is a unique person. And the only thing that you're dealing with is what you brought forward in your DNA up to this point. And that's how you need to really look at it. Even though, you know, you may only clear 1% of what's inside of you, if you don't venture forward and get more more involved and bring things up from the bottom, stirring the pot up, then you might be peaceful. So that's kind of what I would say. As far as doing all the clearings, yeah, if you could afford all that and do that, yeah, it could probably help you out a lot. But I would not really, I didn't put them on there for people to do that, any. You know, just decide where you are. First, you're the one that you believe that you need. And then, you know, like I said, the self-empowerment one is designed to jumpstart you back into life again. And so do that one and kind of reevaluate yourself and reevaluate yourself after the emotional clearing. And then do, you know, do the mental and do the fear. So those three are what you probably want to start off with. And then maybe even psychic attack stuff, dark side practitioner, and or the curse of sexist spells. So let's end our program here on a positive note here. And you want to be in the moment, that source energy with your spirit. Otherwise, you're not here. They think you're here, but you're not here. You're in a fabricated movie set by the aliens. So here we go. Bringing you back into peace. You command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards. Very simple. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, you're dropping down, getting more heart centered. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening. And our show tomorrow is Saturday. And it'll be the show's date will be 10/11/2015. And tomorrow we'll go to the lightship. So blessings. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, listeners. And thank you for the people who sent in information, testimonials. Bye, everyone.
Bye, all.